Excellency Chairman, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, in the early year of the 21st century, mankind has to face new challenges in relation to food security, natural disasters, disease outbreaks, climate change, which requires our common efforts to overcome. Recently, the world is experiencing a dramatic increase in food prices, highest level in nearly 30 years in the food prices. The food prices are likely to remain high in the next few years. As you are all aware, from being the net importer of rice 20 years ago, Vietnam is now the second largest exporter of rice with 4.5 million tons in 2007. In 2008, also many difficulties in agriculture such as disasters and disease, it is expected that rice production will meet the domestic consumption and for export of about 4 million tons. Not just rice, we are also a large exporter of many agriculture products, such as coffee, pepper, fishery, and forestry products. The total value of agriculture export was $13 billion in 2007. This has been achieved by extensively and intensively reforming the agricultural sector as a part of the international national economic reform. Due to climate change, Vietnam, one of the five countries which will be the most affected by sea level rising, about 2 million hectares of cultivated land will be inundated. Many cities, villages, and about 20 million people will be also affected if the sea level rising about 50 to 70 centimeters. The government has been paying attention to solve these problems, and any support from donors, community, are highly appreciated. Vietnam wishes to participate in the World's Poverty Reduction Program, is ready to share its lesson and experience with every country, especially the African countries. In recent time, Vietnam has been strongly involved in the technology transfer and technical cooperation under the framework of South-South Cooperation Program. One of the major difficulties, however, is the financial constraint. We therefore call for the third party to be involved in our cooperation with Africa. Vietnam commits to take part in the South-South program by providing qualified agricultural experts in cooperation projects. Excellency, distinguished delegates, agriculture development, ensuring food security as a vital basic for social and political order, making ground for the socio-economic development. My delegation hopes that outcome of this conference would address the problem confronting us in concrete terms in which fair trade assess food security, sharing the knowledge and research in climate change, agriculture, and transfer of technologies should be placed as top priorities. Finally, I would like to take this opportunity on behalf of the delegation of Vietnam to thank the PAL, especially the recent emergency aid programs on avian influenza and swine disease. Our sincere thanks also go to other international organizations and donor community who have supported and extended precious assistance to Vietnamese agriculture and rural development. Thank you for your attention.